I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
First, a word from our sponsors, Amazing FBA. Yes, folks, I am sponsoring my own show. And this one, by the way, is just for the Brits, British listeners. Quick question for you. I've personally spent over £10,000 over the last couple of decades, going from pitch fest to overpriced seminar to so-called workshop. And in each case, I've come out excited. I've gone away thinking I'm going to change my life. Then the excitement's gradually fizzled out. And then I've changed nothing and I've got no more money than I started with. My question is, have you ever done the same? If so, then stop blaming yourself. It's not your fault. It's just not how reality works. Now, there is one thing that all the successful Amazon sellers that I know, public or private, the famous gurus and the privately successful ones, have in common. And I'm going to tell you at the end of this episode what that is. Now, if you want to have a bit of a serious clue, then go to amazonmastermind.co.uk and find out more there. Meanwhile, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Amazing FBA. I'm sorry that there has been a bit of an absence of interviews for a while, but we are rectifying that now. We've got a fantastic guest today to talk about a theme that I think is very, very important for us crazed, overbusy Amazon sellers, and that is outsourcing. So I'm going to welcome Connor Gillivan, who's been an Amazon seller apparently since 2009, which is a, you know, pretty ancient times for the internet, actually. And also a co-founder of FreeUp, which is an outsourcing company specifically for Amazon sellers, which is a godsend to those of us who are just finding there aren't enough hours in the day. We've had Nathan Hirsch on to talk about it. So Connor's come to give his own take. So Connor, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on today, Mike.
It's a great pleasure. So let's start off then. So, you know, we've only just been having a chat and just realizing that you actually were an Amazon seller for quite a long time. So just give us a tiny bit of background about yourself and, you know, your background with Amazon.
Yeah, of course. So as you mentioned, my business partner is Nathan Hirsch, and I've been working with him since 2009 when we first started selling on Amazon. And we were going to college together. Nate was the first one to kind of learn about Amazon and see that there was an opportunity. And the way that we started working together was we were purchasing textbooks back from our fellow students and then listing them up on Amazon and figuring out how to use this whole new marketplace that was online. So we did that for about a year, selling textbooks. And then we wanted to try to sell other types of products. 2009, Amazon was expanding into babies, baby products and toys and home goods. And so we kind of followed that wave, started creating relationships with suppliers. And over the next 4 years, we really built up that business. That became our full-time job after we graduated. To date, I think we've sold around $25 million worth on the platform, and we've worked with thousands of suppliers here in the U.S. So that's just a little bit of background how I got into Amazon, and I continue to do it today with Nate and another business partner. So Amazon's just this, you know, it's a crazy marketplace that I've loved to learn about.
Wow. Okay. So that's pretty impressive background. So even if you didn't work for FreeUp, I mean, if you've done 25 million over the course of whatever, 8 years, then you'd certainly be somebody I'd be interested to talk to anyway. So, you know, maybe we should get you guys on to tell us how to make a crazy amount of money with Amazon. So tell us a bit about FreeUp. And I'm imagining that there is probably a bit of a connection and a bit of a clue there that you've done $25 million on Amazon. Presumably that wasn't you in your flat with, you know, 50 billion boxes of goods, sure, packaging stuff yourself, right? So tell us a bit more about FreeUp and how that came about.
Yeah, of course. So as we were building the Amazon business, a lot of our relationships were through dropshipping. And as if you know, and some of the people who are listening, dropshipping takes a lot of maintenance in terms of, if I'm working with this supplier, I have to make sure that I know their stock levels so that on Amazon, I'm not selling products that are out of stock. So that was one of the major things that we first outsourced. We hired someone, they came into our business, we gave them a process, and they started communicating with all these suppliers we were working with to make sure that we weren't selling products that were going out of stock from those suppliers. And we did that. We hired a lot of people through Upwork. We used other platforms, what used to be Odesk. And we just started learning a lot about how to interview people, how to hire them, where were people good or best from. You know, we hired a lot of people from the Philippines or India and Bangladesh. We pretty much just went all over the world and tried to hire different people. And we started to come up with our own ideas of what worked best. And we just didn't love the process of what Upwork was offering. So as you know, and some other people who are listening may know, you can go there, you'll post a job, and you may get 10 to 20 applicants. And then it's your job as the business owner to vet them and interview them and pick the person that you want to work with at the end of the day. And what we found was we just wanted a better solution. We wanted there to be a pre-vetted, knew had the experience, we knew were going to be a good fit for communication and could come into our business pretty quickly. And so that's the reason why we created FreeUp, and that's what it is today. So we receive hundreds of applications from freelancers. We put them through our own interview and vetting process, and then we only take the top 1% into our network. Those freelancers then make their skills available to business owners, you know, like yourself, like myself, anyone who's selling online or just has an online business. So that's kind of the progression of how it went from Amazon Business into working on FreeUp.
So thanks for all the background on FreeUp, Connor. So tell me just the first and most obvious question that people ask, especially people who are new to the Amazon space or just starting out, mm-hmm. is why should I pay somebody to do stuff when I could save money by doing it myself? Especially sure. things like sending an email, you know.
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's definitely something that I struggled with when I was first getting into outsourcing. I think what I've come to realize is that you as a business owner, you really need to figure out how to value your time. So if you're spending, even if it's an hour each day replying to emails, that's an hour that you could be spending on something else that may be more beneficial to growing your Amazon business. So I think that's something you always have to keep in the back of your mind. Even if you're just getting started, at a certain point, you're gonna have to value your time at a different level because there's going to be a lot of things that are going on and a lot of processes to maintain to actually run your Amazon business.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So one other thing I'd add in is, especially for people who are just starting out, my experience with people said they've got an existing business. I've got a couple of clients. So I do one-to-one mentoring as well as a group. So I get quite an insight, if you like, in what's going on in people's lives in quite detail. And one of the things I would say is that even if you could do everything in the Amazon business yourself, mm-hmm. if you do that, then existing businesses are going to suffer, never mind actually never seeing your family. So that's the first thing I would say is that I would encourage people to not forget the overall picture, not just about your Amazon business.
Yeah, that's true. If you're just getting started, you can become consumed by it very quickly. And if you're doing other things, you're going to run out of time. It's going to hurt your personal life. It's going to maybe even hurt your other businesses. So completely agree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something I've experienced. So tell us a bit about why we've got a few directions to go with this. But first of all, let's deal with the FreeUp versus Upwork. Okay. Or other similar things, as you said. Yes, I've used Upwork and mm-hmm. you know, put a job out there and had people apply. And you take time and you try and find people. Why is it worth using FreeUp versus Upwork?
Yeah, sure. So specifically for Amazon sellers, FreeUp started very focused on the Amazon world and just the e-commerce world, and that continues to be where we're expanding and trying to pull more clients into our business. So that's one of the reasons. So we have a lot of experience hiring people with Amazon backgrounds, so we kind of know what we're looking for and can be good for business owners. The second reason is we're a lot faster than using an Upwork or a freelancer or a Fiverr. So with us, you can create a free account. You come into your account very quickly. You fill out a form with about 10 questions. So it's going to ask you, you know, what skill set are you looking for? Can you give us some more details about the task? What is your budget for this person you're looking to hire? You submit that to us. We make that available to all the freelancers that are within our network. And within 24 hours, you're introduced to just one person that fits exactly who you're looking for. And that person's already been vetted and interviewed by us for their skills, communication, and attitude. So the process of hiring someone becomes a lot faster and a little bit more reliable as well when you're using FreeUp over another place like Upwork or Freelancer, whatever platform it may be.
Okay, so effectively we've outsourced our hiring. So we're not just going and giving the task, whatever that is, you know, for example, contacting drop shipping suppliers mm-hmm. to somebody else. But we've basically gone to you guys and said, right, you go find somebody and then I'll just work with them. Is that right? We just handed the whole thing over to you basically in terms of finding somebody.
Exactly. That was one of our biggest frustrations. We hated the process of interviewing and recruiting and trying to find the right person. So we wanted to create a service that made that a lot easier for business owners, because we knew it was one of the biggest places where people can get hung up. They can go through that process, get super frustrated, and just say, you know what, I'm just going to do it all myself. I know I can do it. It's going to be easier. I don't want to deal with any of this. So we tried to get rid of that frustration.
Yeah, and I can just relate to that with some of the clients I've had who've been in early stages. Exactly like I said, like there's one lady who had a small child, you know, was trying to build up her consulting work on the side as well. And, you know, possibly had a few too many projects on the go, but everyone has, you know, to juggle wildly, especially if they've got kids, they're there for life. So they got to juggle wildly between their obligations, right? Sure. And so, yeah, in that case, for example, she was trying to outsource some basic product research and crunching numbers. Mm. And we'd gone through it. So she knew roughly what the process was, trying to get people on Upwork. And exactly that thing, by the time she'd finished finding somebody and then got somebody who was a bit unreliable and got somebody else who was okay, but then left, she actually decided to take it back in house. So she'd actually just spent more time, you know, looking for people and then still at the end of the day was left holding the baby, as it were, doing the thing herself. So that's a common issue that comes up, particularly for people in the early stages, where it's not worth spending 20 hours to outsource 20 hours worth of work. Right. So how do you guys address that specifically?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, with that, with anyone who's new to outsourcing, who's just getting into it, myself or my business partner, we love to talk to those people up front. We love to set up a phone call with them and kind of understand their situation and help them figure out, you know, what is that first task that you could outsource that's going to save you some time, but also not be too heavy on your end to actually get them implemented. So, you know, with running an Amazon business, if it is that product research, maybe that's something that you know needs to happen as you're looking for those products that are going to sell well. And you even have a little bit of an idea of what the process is that you like to use, but it's just not something that you have the time to do on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, you can come speak with us. We'll kind of talk to you about what the situation is. We'll ask you to submit that ticket, and then we'll get you introduced to that person pretty quickly. And that person's going to have a background of that skill set, that task, and you can get them rolling pretty quickly. So we try to be pretty hands-on in the process as well. And that's something that a lot of our clients have enjoyed because these other marketplaces are very hands-off. They do try to just keep it focused on you doing everything, your experience. It's up to you to kind of make it work or to fail.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that's very reassuring that you guys are sort of have done a hell of a lot more work up front. And yeah, I guess to some extent that's reflected in the price differences. But actually, I know that from experience that the cheapest you guys will hire somebody out for is $5. And actually on Upwork, you know, you can, yeah, you could get something for $2 or $3, but they're going to be raw and you're going to have to start from scratch. So $5 is a pretty reasonable price point. I think for somebody experienced, I think it's a pretty amazing price point. But tell us then, what sort of tasks could you outsource as a new seller? You've already mentioned product research, and I can say as a coach of many newbie sellers now, to try and actually get them to get their first products out the door, that is an area where people get stuck for months. So anything that moves you beyond that, I would encourage anyone to do. So what are the examples of tasks that people can do early on that they can outsource, even when they haven't sold a product yet, when they're in the early stages of setting up an Amazon business?
Yeah, of course. Another big one that I think is important is being able to create new listings. So once you've actually found some products that you think you want to sell and you've created the relationship with the manufacturer, the supplier, whoever it is, actually listing a product on Amazon takes a good amount of knowledge of, you know, what is that process? If it's a new listing, you're going to be creating it from scratch. You want to have some knowledge of Amazon SEO. You want to know what you should be creating the title, putting in the description, all these types of things. So that's something that you could definitely hire someone for and get that outsourced. Even if it's, you know, you're just jumping on another ASIN and selling a product that someone else has already created a listing for, that's still a process as well. And it just takes time if you're looking to put up, you know, numbers of products each day. So I would say that's another task that you could easily outsource.
Excellent. And again, I know that a lot of people have a lot of worries around that. And yeah, I coach people on how to do that for themselves, but it is quite time consuming and it does take some intensive work to get good at it. So yeah, it's another quick win, I guess. Then what about the bit in between then? Okay, we've done product research. There's the listing. That's all very online and within the Amazon space mostly. What about the whole area of dealing with suppliers and particularly Chinese suppliers? Is that something you guys deal with?
Yeah, sure. So actually the product sourcing, right? So once you've found a product, then let's go figure out how we can get this either to FBA or create that dropship relationship. So we do have some assistants and freelancers on the marketplace who do specialize within that skill set as well. And that's definitely something that you can hire someone for For us, when we were doing drop shipping, we were working with a lot of people in the US. So we would hire freelancers to kind of research the manufacturer's website, get us the contact information. And sometimes we even gave them an email template to send out to them to try to initiate that conversation. If you're talking about Alibaba or trying to go international to get the product, there's definitely people that specialize in that as well, because I mean, that's just a whole nother ball game that you could get lost in, and you could spend your entire day just trying to figure that out. So I think it's helpful to have someone that has experience in that as well.
Yeah. And I have to say also, from the point of view of getting something off the ground, actually doing anything at all on Amazon, selling anything, assuming you're doing the private label thing, which is not the only way in, but
sure.
Really do think that after product research, which people can spin around in circles for 2 years, fantasizing about selling things and not selling anything, in which case I would say to you, look, do something, do some retail arbitrage, sell something, get familiar. But the second thing is that obviously it takes months sometimes to do the whole sourcing thing. So again, that can be just such a monstrous burden. So anything that's going to deal with, you know, the 65, 80 emails per month that you're going to get from Chinese suppliers, yeah, it's got to be something worth exploring, as long as they know their business, right?
So. Yeah, of course. One more thing that I would recommend to people who are just getting started on Amazon is if you're just completely new, completely raw, kind of what you were referring to is I recommend people to hire a consultant, even if it's just for, you know, a couple hours or 1 hour a week, where they can just come in and teach you some new things about Amazon, because Amazon's very complex. They have all of their metrics that you have to uphold as a seller. And that's something you might just not even know going into selling on Amazon. So I think getting the consultant involved in your start is a huge thing that you can outsource as well. And it just becomes you being able to become a better and more knowledgeable seller.
Yeah, well, I think that makes a lot of sense, because when you're new to something, you've got the big picture issue of like, what strategy should I have? What's my basic business model? And then you've got the nitty gritty everyday stuff that's got to be done. And yeah, I think you're right. I think really, if you're smart, you're going to get people involved in both those things rather than just be fighting battles on your own, because it can be a really lonely business fighting, especially if you're an online entrepreneur and you're doing it on your own. At least you guys had each other as business partners. So I think that can really help you keep going through the rough parts, right? But yeah, that isolation is a bit of a dream killer, I always say. So I couldn't agree more that you're going to get somebody involved to help with the overall. I guess I would say that because I'm biased, but hey, you know, everyone's got to make their own decision. But I certainly think that for myself, having both ends of the scale, the person to guide you and the person to implement stuff, has helped me move forward a hell of a lot, I have to say, when I do that.
Yeah, agreed.
So let's get on to talking a bit more about people who, if they're a little bit further down the line, let's say they have a few thousand dollars in turnover, they've got a few SKUs up and they're looking to expand. They understand Amazon a bit more now, but they're doing all the work. What kind of things would you suggest that they might want to consider outsourcing, and how to go about that?
Yeah, of course. So this is an interesting point for an Amazon business. It's kind of that critical point where you can turn it into a great business where you're not necessarily overwhelmed and spending 8 to 10 hours per day on it. Or it can go bad. You know, I know a lot of sellers who get to that point and then it just consumes them and they either get frustrated and leave, or it becomes a detriment to their business. So I think this is really the critical point where you do want to start outsourcing some tasks. The first one that I would encourage these types of people to get off their plate is customer service. So as you're growing your Amazon business, if you're having that turnover with products and with sales, you're eventually going to get all those customer inquiries through email, through phone. You're going to have returns to set up. You're going to have, you know, refunds and all this different types of things that go into running your customer service. That could take you 2, 3, 4 hours a day. That's just not something that you should be spending your time on. So I would say that's number one to get off your plate in this situation.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I do know that customer service, because it deals directly with the customer, and Amazon sort of has this incredibly, you know, famous customer obsession. I would say customer focus isn't a strong enough word for it. Then obviously that you need to make sure you're very, very happy about the quality of people that you let near Amazon systems, because if they send the wrong email, they could actually get you suspended if the customer decides to call them on it. So what do you do to sort of vet people, and how do you train people in the customer service side of things?
Yeah, great question. And it's definitely true. Amazon's crazy about their customer service. My recommendation, and the way that I like to start to outsource things, is I personally like to go through the processes a bit myself. So I'll understand what's working, you know, what's in line with Amazon's policies. I'll do that for maybe a month, a couple months, and get down a process pretty much. You know, this is how I'm going to do tracking. This is how we'll respond to customer emails. If there's phone calls, this is how we're going to speak to them and handle these types of situations. I like to get that all into some sort of document. I myself use Google Docs, so it's easy to share with others. And that's what I would kind of use to get that person into that position and make sure that, you know, you're not just hiring someone for them to do whatever they want with your customer service. You're putting them into your own systems, your own processes, and so they can just merely handle it for you while you go and create other things. So that's kind of my recommendation, is make sure you know what you're doing first, what you want to be done, and then make sure you give those clear expectations to the person you outsource to.
Makes a total sense. I just think it's one of those areas, because I know it's so sensitive, because I've had friends who've had actually pretty experienced sellers, to be fair, who've had a VA who sent an email that just said the wrong thing, and then suddenly their account suspended, and they're looking at, I mean, it's a big account. It was sort of $500,000 a month of turnover suspended. So you really do want to make sure, I mean, if in doubt, would say that's a good moment to get an expert in to just double check your procedures and just go, right, does this make sense? You could even talk to a suspension expert or one of the guys who helps prevent it. And that wouldn't be me, but I could recommend people. But, you know, someone like CJ Rosenbaum in the States or Joshua Price in the UK, just to make sure you're compliant and you're not making any risks. And then you don't want a small task to turn into a big nightmare. And that's what, you know, that's an example of how that can happen, right? But so you guys would not necessarily take responsibility for training somebody to be compliant within Amazon terms of service or something. I guess you wouldn't be able to go that far.
I mean, that would be tough. You can do everything you can. And my other suggestion was, you know, set checkpoints where you're looking in on what that person's doing. If it's a specific task like customer service where it could lead to any issues, you want to make sure that even once you outsource that task, you don't just completely go away from it. And then, you know, 2 months later, you come back and you're, whoa, why were you sending those types of emails? Or, you know, that's not how you should be responding to a customer. It's still your job as the business owner to kind of keep an eye on what's happening with the people that you hire. So I like to create checkpoints, maybe every week, check in with them, see how things are going, look at some of their emails, make sure you check the metrics and that things are going well. So you always have to still be that manager and leader. Outsourcing isn't an opportunity for you just to run away from what's going on within the business.
Yeah, well, I think that's a very good point. As they say, delegate, don't abdicate. And I think that's a very important point on which to lead that segment. So thanks for that thought.
Yeah, of course.
So a word from our sponsors, Amazing FBA. Yes, I'm sponsoring my own show today. I've got a question for you. Now, I must have spent over £10,000 over the last two decades going from hyped up seminar to a pitch fest. And you know what? I came out of each one excited, determined to change my life. And then I did nothing or very little. And above all, I came out with a zero extra income, came out still broke. My question is, have you ever done that? If so, then I've got news for you. There is one secret that can really get you results that pretty much all successful Amazon sellers I know do. And if you want to know what it is, I'll tell you what it is in a minute, or you can go to amazonmastermind.co.uk, and the clue is in the title, right? So what I'm going to tell you about is only relevant to those who live in London or near London or can get to London. When I say London, I mean London, England, not Alabama or wherever it is if you're in America. If you can't get to London, then keep listening. There will be something later in the show that I can mention for you. Basically, the masterminds that I've been running have been very powerful for people, but we've revised and revamped them in response to people's needs. So they're really, really powerful now because they're focused on exactly who you are and what you need right now. So we have two levels now, and we'll split them further if that proves to be necessary. The Zero to Hero Mastermind is for those who have not yet launched on Amazon or are in the first, you know, few hundred, couple of thousand pounds of sales. And that's grown like topsy over the last sort of 30 days. We've gone from nobody over sort of the last 30, 40 days to 20 odd members. And then we have the 7K Collective, which is much smaller, only 7 members. But collectively, they already have Amazon turnover of about £7 million a year. And that is probably really understating it as well. It could well be over 10 million, but I'm being conservative there. So some powerful stuff for you if you're doing over 10K. If you're not, then the Zero to Hero Collect Mastermind is for you. Now, the reasons to come to this are the kind of opposites to go to those pitch fests and to go to drink from the fire hose on the internet that is Facebook groups and podcasts. And I include my own in that. Three reasons to come, folks. Clarity. Instead of the fire hose of the internet, you focus laser-like on you and your business. So once a month, you're going to be in a small room with a small group of people focusing for at least half an hour on you and your business in your hot seat. Really powerful, very simple, very effective. Second thing you're going to get is confidence, because you can check the plans that you have in your head and get them out there and bulletproof them, test them or waterproof them, make sure that they're actually doable in the real world. So you can go away and act with confidence. And the third thing is connection. So it's all very well being in a Facebook group, but there's nothing like being face to face to actually connect to people. Plus, all the people in the rest of your life, no, wife, girlfriend, son, daughter, a mother, co-workers, they don't really get the whole Amazon thing in most cases. And in some cases, they're even opposed to it. So that's a lonely business. What you need is fellow Amazon sellers in person to connect to. That's what's on offer here. Very simple, very powerful. People obviously loving it because they're going for it. So go to amazonmastermind.co.uk if you want to find out more, and you can apply from there as well. It's application only, because I only want the high caliber people, and that's what we've got. And the price is going up over time. I've now got rid of the beta testing price for both levels of groups, because we've got the sort of base level of people that the thing is now going to be self-sustaining. So now I want to be ever more selective. So if you want to consider it, get moving on that quickly before the price goes up again. AmazonMastermind.co.uk. Thanks for listening.